counting calories while dining out, how the information is popping up on menus around the country, and who's already using it. If your local takeout or restaurant chain doesn't already have the information on menus or menu boards, it will by the end of the year. The Food and Drug Administration is requiring all restaurants to have calorie information on them. The idea, of course, is to give us that information so we'll make better or healthier choices when we eat out. So will consumers actually pay attention to it?
About 8 or 9% of people say they use nutrition information at food away from home establishments.
That's Ag Department economist Christian Gregory, who studied data and consumer surveys from places which already require that information on menus. 90% of those surveyed said they ate out in the last year. Half of them said they actually saw the information.
A fifth of those say that it actually helped inform their choices.
Gregory says the people who actually did see the nutritional information are the ones that probably don't need to.
People who already have good diets are using this information.
And ag economist Hayden Stewart, also involved in the study, says it's true for many restaurant consumers.
A lot of them go to the restaurant and are completely oblivious to that information.
Could be a couple of reasons for that. One, many of us already have an idea of what meals have higher calorie counts than the others.
People don't just go to a restaurant to find the healthiest meal. They want to eat something that tastes good.
The menu boards will also have a suggested calorie intake number on them, 2,000 calories a day. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.